House or some of the buildings, depending upon their nature and size and shape.
If you had to carry water to water your flowers, what would you carry it in?
Bucket.
This would be metal?
Well, it's hard to say now. In these modern days, I might use a plastic bucket.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to milk a cow, what would you milk her in?
Well, I would say a bucket. Some people would probably call this a milk pail. Mm-hmm.
And what would you put your garbage in?
Garbage can.
No longer the garbage bucket or the... What would Catherine use to cook your eggs in the morning if she was going to cook them with bacon?
Well, we use a cast iron frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always refer to it as a skillet, but I've always somehow or other always...
Your term is frying pan, and whose term is skillet?
Mother.
Yeah. I'd guess that. What does your dad call it?
Gosh, I don't know.
I bet he calls it a frying pan.
Is this, Johnny?
That's what I call it. A frying pan.
I mean, is there a difference?
No.
Women, Johnny, call one thing, men another? Or
your mother's from the southern part of the state, and your dad's from Missouri. And skillet goes that way, and frying pan goes that way. Your speech is just like this. You've got both of them.
I'm going to cross you up here.
Well, your barnyard goes that way, too. It points up north.
Well, of course, that part of it I relate to.
Yeah. The thing was up there, and the people were up there. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a number of people in the state, same way, same background, particularly in these northern tiers of counties here. If Catherine were going to boil potatoes, what would you boil them in?
Just a large pan.
Mm-hmm. And if she was going to stir them, what would she use to stir them? For some reason or other, she wanted to stir the water.
I suppose it's a large spoon.
And in the spring of the year, when the flowers are in blossom, what might you do if you wanted to decorate the house?
Pick them, or cut them, arrange them.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were on your way out with the shears and Catherine said, what are you going to do, what would you say?
Well, if I was just going to cut them for decorative purposes, bring them in the house, I'd say I was going to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were going to thin them out for cultivation purposes, I would probably say I was going to prune them.
Mm-hmm. These are your shrubs or?
Well, shrubs and the larger, stockier flowers.
Mm-hmm. And if you brought them in the house for decoration, what would you put them in?
A vase. Vase or bowl.
After a meal, what does Catherine do? She gets up and...
She starts gathering the plates from the table, scrapes them, rinses them, and washes them.
And what do you say she's doing if she's doing this?
You mean the entire process?
Yeah.
Well, the first part of it would be clearing the table.
Uh-huh.
And then
preparatory to doing what?
Washing the dishes.
Uh-huh. And what did you call your best dishes when you were a boy?
Well, the best dishes were the china.
Yeah. They were at our house. They were in Japan. What did your mother put in the dishwater? Or maybe I shouldn't say this. If you were going to wash the dishes, what would you put in the dishwater? Now we won't get...
Well, in these modern days, I would use a detergent.
Okay.
Several years ago, I would have used just soap.
Mm-hmm. If there was food on these things and you had to scrub it off in some way, what would you use?
Oh, depends on what I have handy. Sometimes if there's a scraper, if we'll have a scraper handy, I'll use this. In the absence of that, I'd probably just use a rag.
Mm-hmm.